What are governments for? To run the country, of course. What should we ask them to do for us? There are all sorts of things we might want them to do for us, such as provide us with education, healthcare, welfare benefits, essential infrastructure, and environmental protection. But these are all relatively recent wants. There are two things which throughout history we have wanted and needed governments to do. The first is the defence of the realm, to keep us safe from any enemies who might want to attack us and take us over. The last time this succeeded was in 1066, when the Normans conquered England. Since then, our governments have been pretty successful in keeping our enemies at bay, albeit at great cost, and often with the help of our friends. But what is the second thing that any government must do? It must keep the peace at home. It must have a system of laws which govern how people should behave towards one another. At its most basic, this means that people should not harm one another and should keep the promises they have made to one another. And there must be a justice system to enforce those laws. Where a person has been harmed or a promise has not been kept, there must be a remedy against the person who has done the harm or who has broken the promise. Sometimes the remedy is compensation, reparation for what the person wronged has suffered. Sometimes it is punishment, unpleasant consequences for the person who has done the wrong. And sometimes it is both. We have had laws and a justice system since long before the Norman conquest. But these days it can feel as if the government has forgotten how important they both are. It likes getting Parliament to make new laws to solve new problems, but it neglects the machinery necessary to make them work. The justice system has been starved of the resources it needs to do the job which we all need it to do.